Thank you. คนี่ดังมาเลยค่ะThank you. this counted in the temple. So where we was at?
HDR. So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
Boy, you click Come on, baby, let's make it fun. Listen sweet, I repeat, how long has this been going on? How long has this been going on?
Think about you. all I do is think about you. Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Cares that hang around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek, oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me, I want my arm about you, the charm about you will carry me through to Mix where Rockefeller's
Thank you. Well, I changed that melody.
Last night I wished upon a star. Ever wonder who we really are? I wish that everyone could be as free as floating see the truth and use it to be yourself today, forever.
Tossed a penny in a wishing well. Coins and rings made music as they fell. I promised I would never ever tell. But if you can keep a secret, I'll tell you something good. Clear time within your mind, and forever is now.
Forever now. Ronnie Laws, and I play saxophone, flute, and also a vocalist. The household was musical. You know, my mother was the local choir director, you know, in the local church. And she exposed us to different genres of music. B.B. King to Ray Charles, Ella Fitzgerald, Count Basie. I really appreciated the experience of listening to the blues. My brother-in-law, who had just gotten out of the military, he was in the Marine Corps, he was a wannabe saxophone player. And I would, you know, just sort of follow him around, and I would really pay close attention to, you know, how he approached the horn. One day, you know, we were listening to David Fathead Newman being featured with Ray Charles, and I decided to pick it up and actually was able to construct a, you know, the C major scale. And it really shocked him, because he had no idea that I was paying, you know, that kind of attention to what he was doing. And it was at that point he gave me the horn. He said, "The horn is yours." You know? Basically sort of self-taught myself, you know, about a method book, learned the fingerings and scales and so forth. And that's what things sort of took off, you know, with me at that point. The decision was between New York and Los Angeles. My brother, you know, was well established in New York, and not just in New York, but throughout the world. So, you know, I wanted to make the decision to sort of establish my own thing. Sessions, that's when I joined up with Doug Kwan. He was very innovative, you know, very creative guy, you know, and it was a great experience, you know, working with him. He's the one that introduced me to Maurice White, Earth, Wind & Fire. Maurice heard that I was in town, and he communicated to Doug that, you know, they're looking for a horn player, you know, to be a part of the band. And Doug recommended me. I mean, he could have selfishly said, "No, I'm keeping Ronnie in this band." I followed through on that, and went in audition, thinking that I was going to be a part of a horn section, because in those days, in R&B bands, they all had horn sections. But when Maurice heard me play, he said, you know, Riley, we're just going to go with the one horn, which I thought was, you know, that was a pretty unique thing to do, because as I said, you know, most of the R&B bands, they all had horn sections. It turned out to be an epic thing, and you know, with the sound of Earth, Wind, and Fire. Something different, you know, for me, you know, as a solo artist. So, interestingly, when I left the group, it wasn't a good break. Maurice didn't, you know, he didn't accept that too well. I had the opportunity to go further and be a part of a musician that I had always really looked forward to working with, Hugh Masekela from South Africa. Back when I was in college, he had a big record called Grazing in the Grass. When that record was released, I expressed to one of my classmates, I said, you know, one day I'm going to play with this guy. It was sort of prophetic, because it, you know, turned out the opportunity was given me to work with him. It was him that, you know, that sort of kicked me out. You know, I mean, it was in a loving way, but he recognized, he saw certain qualities in me as a musician and an artist. And he said, Ronnie, you should do your own thing, man. You know, I'm not imitating the way he spoke, you know. He said, it's time for you to do your own thing, man, you know. And it was at that point that it was like a redirection in that area of being a solo artist. Thank you.
Everything that happens in this universe has to be the way it is. Things happen the way they should.
It's all the same number. What are the odds of that?
You happy with your life? Don't you want it all?
It said that would happen right when it did.
Where's our dog?
We don't have a dog.
Do we go backwards again?
Everything you said would come true has.
I changed something. Erased something.
We're not meant to be here.
Life sometimes goes like you don't expect it to.
What did you do to me?
Turn it off.
Hello, this is Chris Thomas King from New Orleans, and you're listening to WRCT in Pittsburgh.
Well, 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 well. I love the lie and lie the love. Hanging on, we push and shove. Possession is the motivation. Messing up the whole damn nation. Looks like we